Archers for the week 20 to 25 April 2003.
Some stray lambs have returned to the fold.
Wasn't that a nice service?
Yeah, it was.
Seems a good bloke. Really sporting of him to go in for the Three Peaks.
Oh, especially when he's going at the end of the week.
I'm glad Darrington had given him a bit of a send-off.
Morning, David. All right, but don't take them too far. Hi, Amelia.
Oh, morning, David.
Hi.
Nice to see you in church.
Oh, well, you know, it is Easter. And the people we got staying wanted to come, and the kids have sworn never to be parted from them.
It's nice if the family can turn out once in a while.
Yeah, Mum was saying it was good to be able to sit with Dad for once.
I suppose he's usually playing the organ.
Yeah.
I thought their Easter lilies were lovely.
In memory of your Gran and Grandad, weren't they?
Yeah. So they were pleased we were all here for once.
Hmm. Pity we couldn't persuade her to.
Oh, the young ones have always got something better to do.
Emma was talking of going to see your Ed.
He would be pleased. He's getting bored now.
Yeah, I broke a rib a couple of years back. It really is painful.
It's the least she could do. I mean, if he hadn't been there for
I think I'll go and fetch the car round, Susan. The pressure in the car park seems to have eased off.
All right. See you in a bit, then.
Bye.
Right.
Eddie's on the mend, though.
Yeah. Stitches out on Tuesday, and the bruising's starting to go down. He's just a bit frustrated. He wanted to give Eddie a hand with our new shed this week.
You're not cramming something else in your back garden?
No, it's in our field.
Oh, is it?
And we got the rams coming this week. Eddie and Jarrah are that excited.
Are they? Well, I hope it all works out for them.
Morning, everybody. Happy Easter.
Oh, Linda. Yes, happy Easter.
It's made all the difference in the world owning them few, eh? Because they've got such plans.
For your new land? What plans?
How's your costume for tomorrow coming along, Linda?
It just needs a few finishing touches.
I wanted Neil to dress up, but he won't have it.
Clary, about these plans?
Oh, it's been less trouble than Pip. She's been driving Mum mad.
Who's she going as?
Kelly Osborne.
Oh, who?
Oh, dear. Does that make you Aussie?
No. I drew the line at that.
Is Robert getting dressed up?
Oh, poor Robert won't be able to take part at all. I'm afraid he's come down with this wretched virus.
Oh, that's nasty. It really wiped Debbie out.
What a shame.
Yes. Well, I really want to get back to him. I did just wonder, David.
Yes?
About, the matter we discussed last week. I wondered if you made any progress.
Now isn't a very good time to discuss it.
Oh, no. Could you pop in on your way home?
It was really nice of you to come round.
I wanted to.
I was going mad at you.
You're still in a lot of pain.
I'm fine as long as I stay on the settee. Well, tell me all the goss. What's going on in the real world?
Well, I've definitely decided to hand in my notice.
Good for you.
You think so?
Yeah. Of course I do. I mean, who wants to take orders when you can be your own boss?
Not quite.
Can you see Ken and Archer doing any actual work? You'll be running the place.
Well, you said I could carry with my MVQ, so...
Well, there you go, then. I mean, that's what you were worrying about, wasn't it?
Well...
And it's a promotion.
Yeah, assistant manager.
It's great, Em. Go for it.
Thank you.
What for?
Seeing it my way. Don't suppose anyone else is going to be that pleased.
Stuff them. It's your life. Has Will been giving you a hard time about this?
I haven't told him yet. Well, not that I'm actually going to do it. Well, he should be all right about it, though. He said whatever I decided was fine by him.
Yeah, I should hope he did. What about your Mum and Dad?
Well, I don't know what to do about them. Pam first, to get him used to the idea.
Well, or wait till he's in Cathy so they can't do anything about it.
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh. Well, I'd tell him first.
Would you?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to do this whatever they say, aren't you?
Yeah.
They're not going to change your mind.
Nope.
So get out of the way, then. I mean, at least that means they can't do that, and you didn't even consult this bit.
You're right. I'll do it this afternoon. Thanks, Ed.
Anytime.
It's nice that I've got someone on my side.
I'm your man.
And you're the only one who seems to really understand why I want to do this.
Am I?
Well, mate, you did come
out
nice of you.
Yeah, we're a bit busy here, Mum.
Oh, don't mind me. I've got to get started on the dinner.
Well, I ought to get back.
You don't have to.
No, yeah, I do. It would be a good idea if I gave Mum a hand with our dinner, too.
I really can't stay long, Linda. I've got a lovely joint of Hassett Hills lamb waiting for me.
I presume it won't take long to tell me the bad news. You said farmers are usually exempt from planning permission.
Yeah, I know I did.
Though why they should be a special case when all the rest of us have to submit ourselves to it, I really don't know.
Let's not get into that. In this case, it's not true.
Not true? But you said...
Farmers are generally allowed to put up new buildings on their land without planning permission.
Well, then...
But apparently what I said only applies if the farmers' holdings are more than 5 hectares.
Which is...
About 12 acres.
But they haven't got anything like that much.
No, I should think theirs is more like 3 or 4.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Well, do we need to do anything?
Yes, they've broken the law, David.
I don't suppose they knew. I mean, if I had to do this research to find out...
No, that's not the point. That barn is a blot on our landscape.
Oh, Linda, that is a bit strong.
Well, I can't believe you're prepared to turn a blind eye. You're standing for the parish council.
Look, I'm pleased that the Grundys are back on the land, aren't you? You heard Clary say how much it meant to them.
But they're desecrating the countryside.
Well, it depends what you think the countryside's for.
Well, it's for our heritage, a trust for future generations.
They're farming, Linda. You know, just a little bit. I mean, I really can't believe you want to spoil it for them.
So you're not going to do anything?
Well, I just... I really don't see the need.
I see. And we can expect more of this attitude if you do get on the parish council?
Oh. Well, look, if you insist, I would pursue it, of course.
But you wouldn't do it with any enthusiasm, would you?
Well, I expect Graham Ryder might agree with you. Maybe you should...
I'm not going to bother with him. No, I shall just have to tackle this myself. As usual.
You want to try a bit of my egg, Dad?
Oh, after that huge lunch.
Hold on, this white chocolate's yummy.
Oh, go on then.
Do you want some, Mum?
No, why not? It is Easter.
Very tasty.
Oh, yeah. This is the one from Will?
Yep.
Suppose you won't be seeing much of him once Greg's away.
No, probably not.
Oh, you'll be busy yourself at Lower Loxley.
This week, yeah. But after that...
When's Greg off?
Thursday. So we're supposed to be doing something special Wednesday night.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. I'll have something to celebrate myself.
Oh, yeah? What's that, then?
I'm handing my notice in at Lower Loxley. Taking the job at the cafe.
What?
When did you decide all this, love?
Well, I spoke to Kenton on Friday, and he said I can count on doing my MVQ, so I made up my mind.
Well, that's something.
Emma, love, you can't be serious.
I am. It's a great opportunity.
A tin pot greasy spoon?
Kenton's going to change that, and I'm going to help him. It's exciting.
But, look, it's so risky. Oh. Kenton's a nice enough bloke, but with his track record...
Oh, don't you ever want me to try anything new?
Well, it would all be good experience, whatever happens.
Well, she's getting experience with people we can trust.
I trust him. I know what I'm doing.
I don't think you do. And I don't suppose I'm the only one.
You don't think I'm wrong, do you, Mum?
Well...
What does Will have to say about all this? I bet he
Well, you must know, he encouraged me to go ahead. He said it was up to me and he trusted me. I should just have done it and told you afterwards.
No, no. I'm glad you told us first. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to give you a chance to get used to the idea.
Give us a chance to talk you out of it?
No, I've made up my mind.
But Emma...
Come on, love. Emma's right. We just need time to get used to the idea.
Yeah. I think I might go for a walk. Burn off all that chocolate.
Oh, Emma.
Leave it, love. There's no point if she's made her mind up.
Well, we might have been able to change it if you'd backed me up.
I didn't think this was the right time to make a stand.
Well, it'd be too late tomorrow. Look, she's got a nice, safe future all mapped out for her.
Oh, no one's got that, Neil. Not anymore. Things change. We know that.
Oh, that's different. Oh,
is it? Maybe if I'd been a bit braver about the career decisions I made...
Oh, love, you're not still on about that practice manager's course, are you?
No, not just that. Every time there's been a choice, well, I've taken the safe option. Maybe if I'd had Emma's attitude, we wouldn't be in the mess we are now.
Can't keep away from me, eh? Twice in one day.
Yeah, I had to get out of the house.
Thanks.
I'm really glad I got you to talk to. It helps.
Good.
Lucky your family are out.
Yeah, isn't it?
Where are they, by the way?
I'm taking a walk around our new land. The novelty hasn't worn off yet.
Oh, right.
So I'm all yours.
I'm really grateful.
That's the least I could do, seeing as it's my fault.
How'd you work that out?
Well, you took my advice. Probably wasn't a good idea.
It was.
But they freaked.
Yeah, but it worked with my mum.
Well, that's good.
But my dad, well, whatever I'd said to him and whenever I'd said it would have been wrong.
Well, you know he wasn't going to be that pleased.
Yeah, but why does he have to be so... just spare of him sometimes?
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I mean, I love him, but when I look at what he's done with his life...
Well...
if you can call it a life... he's so scared of everything.
Well, you could never say that about my dad.
He's never done anything exciting, except getting Mum pregnant with me before they were married.
Really? Well, well, well.
Maybe that's what put him off.
Oh, Em, he's gagger about you. Your daddy's little girl. I should know.
I'm taking risks, I meant. I don't think he's ever taken one in his whole life.
Well, I'll swap him for my dad.
No, he hasn't made your life easy.
Yeah, I'll see.
Ed, at least you've lived.
Yeah, we've done that. Where we've lived has been a bit of a problem sometimes.
Security, hard work, keeping your head down, and where's it gone? Lying awake at night worrying about the mortgage.
Well, there must be something about it you like.
What?
Hard work, security, keeping your head down. What does that remind you of?
Oh, you mean Will.
Yeah, he's a lot like your dad, isn't he?
Mm.
I'm a lot like mine.
Don't say it like that. You're so much more... I don't know. Up for it.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder...
What?
I don't know.
If you're up for it too.
Yeah.
Oh, Emma.
No, I can't. It's not right.
It is?
No, it's not. I can't. It's too... It's not... I'm sorry, Ed.
No, Emma, please come back. Emma...
the start of the Three Peaks race, but who will win best costume?
Hey, looks like you've got some good ones there, Sam. I'll be with you in a minute.
Here you are, Bert.
Oh.
It's such a crowd, I couldn't see you. Morning, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Mum. It's a good turnout, isn't it?
Mm. Well, you just popped inside for a minute. Reckon we should be getting down to church.
We could watch the start.
Mm. Checking out Jolene, were you?
I was collecting my time stamp.
Yeah, of course you were.
Is Jolene in costume?
I'll say.
She's a bunny.
Oh, you noticed that?
That photographer friend of yours was making such a fuss you couldn't miss her.
I'm glad the echo's here. And the Easter bunny, that'll make a nice photo.
No, Mum, not that kind of bunny.
Oh.
Yeah, Sam's a good bloke. I've got him interested in coming to the calf when it's all jazzed up.
Really? It should be the Easter hare.
Shouldn't you be at the calf yourself today?
Thought I'd leave them in peace for their last day. Anyway, got to support Dave.
Well, that's the costume fixed to Madam's liking.
She looks very nice.
Aww. I still think Dave should have gone as Ozzy Osbourne, though. I could have lent him my shades.
At least she's fully clothed, which is more than can be said for some people.
Oh, you've seen Jolene, have you?
Frieda like Pip's gloves. Very ladylike.
She can thank Jill for them. A big sacrifice.
Mm. Not really. When am I going to get the chance to wear evening gloves again at my age?
As long as they win, that's the main thing.
Is it?
Yeah, well, as long as they beat Alistair.
I wouldn't bank on it. Alistair and Daniel have been training really hard, so Shula says.
Yeah, I bet they have.
Shame Shula couldn't come, but they'll be so busy at the stables today.
Kathy's upset not to see Jamie, but, you know, Lola Locksley will be heaving.
Mm. They've been training too, so Sid said.
I don't know. All these competitive dads. My lot are just doing it for fun.
So should everybody.
I didn't realise so many people were taking part.
Hello, Adam.
Hi. And all the costumes.
Yes. What are you?
I'm a horse. Not very obvious, is it? No, Alice is not impressed either.
She looks very smart.
That's nothing. Have you seen Linda Snell?
Ah. The mystery costume.
Well, I hope it's got something to do with Easter. That was the idea.
That's perhaps a bit limiting.
Yeah, well, Jolene didn't think so.
Well, they could have asked me. There's all sorts of Easter customs. Did you know that in the Middle
Morning,
Ages...
Morning, everyone! Oh, my word. Ooh. I see what you mean.
You can't see it. That isn't to do with Easter.
Yes, in Russia.
Takes a bit of getting used to.
Lindy, what a splendid costume.
Thank you. I am rather proud of it.
Yes. It's an egg, is it?
Not just any egg, Bert. A Fabergé egg. Like the Tsar's
hat. Oh, did they?
I like the jewels. Yeah. People will be jealous.
It's great, but isn't it going to be a bit difficult to run in?
But it's not the winning that matters, is it? It's the taking part.
Oh, I see. So, you're not interested in the prize for the best costume, then?
Look, I've told you, Ed, I can. Oh, please, just leave us alone.
Emma?
Look, I've got to go. Kathy, sorry. Do you need me? I just thought I'd take a look around the fair while I was on my break.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? No, you've got 10 minutes. It's just that Ed phoned you.
Oh, did he?
Seemed quite anxious to get in touch. Wondered if you might come over when you finished here.
Yeah, well, I'll have to see how I feel.
Well, it must be boring for him stuck in the house.
Yeah.
It did sound rather depressed.
Actually, Kathy, there's something I need to tell you. Have you got a moment?
Yeah, if you're quick.
I want to hand my notice in. Well, I am handing my notice in.
Oh, good heavens.
I mean, I'll write a proper letter and everything.
Yeah, but why? I thought you were happy with us.
I was, and I have been. But, well, I've got the offer of another job, and it's a really good opportunity for me.
All right, I see.
I just can't pass it up. Sorry.
Well, I'll be really sorry to lose you, of course. But if you've got an opportunity to move on, then...
Thank you. And I don't want you to think I'm ungrateful. You've taught me a lot, but a chance like this, well...
What is this wonderful new job?
Assistant manager at Kenton's new cafe.
What?
I thought... Hadn't he mentioned it to you?
No. No, he hadn't.
Oh, sorry about that, Jill.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be silly. You can't help it if there's a bottleneck on the stairs.
Maybe I should have adjusted the time. But if I do it for one person, I've got...
Hi, Jill. Oh, hi, Adam.
Hi, Ruth.
What's the matter with Alice? She's beaten hell out of those nettles with her crop.
Well, she's in a mood because we can't get up the stairs because there's still someone due to come down.
And I didn't feel we could adjust the time for her. Mm.
She doesn't need to be so childish about it.
At least she is a child. You should see Alistair and Sid. I'd try and have it sorted before they get here.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry, Jill. It's only a bit of fun.
Exactly. Dave and the kids have got the right idea. Picking daisies on Lakey Hill. Looking for rabbits on Hayden Barrow.
That's the spirit.
Poor Clary's had to drop out, though.
At least you tried.
Maybe if I tell Alice the other competitors are dropping like flies.
It has been a long time. I hope nothing's wrong.
Do you want me to go and check?
Would you mind? Only I have to stay here, you see.
No problem. At least I can tell Alice I tried.
Tell me if you need any help.
I hope no one's had an accident. Those steps are so steep.
Oh, it's probably just someone taking the time. Who was the last person up?
Well, I think it was Linda.
Oh. If you could just move your arms.
Where to?
Well, just out the way. Hey, if I can get a proper grip on one of those knobby things.
But that's what's stuck. Oh, it's no use. What am I going to do?
Well, you know what I think you should do.
And I told you I'm not doing it. I'd rather stay stuck.
But you're holding up the race.
I don't care.
Hello? Linda, is that you?
Yes, of course it's me.
I'd only got your legs to go on.
Is that you, Adam?
It certainly is. Are you stuck then, Linda?
Of course I'm stuck.
It's the costume, you see. Come up, but he won't come down.
Should I try and... push you back up then?
What good would that do? Can't spend the rest of my life at the top of St. Stephen's.
No, but you could take the costume off.
That's what I said.
No, that is not an option. I'm not wearing it, but it's not an option.
Shall I just try pushing anyway? It might free you.
Yeah, and I'll pull.
Okay.
No use. I think you made it worse. What are we going to do?
I'm afraid there's only one thing to do. So I've been taking the photographer around. Thought he might fancy a few shots of the church.
Oh, yes.
He's just reloading. Actually, I should tell him to get a move on. He might have a scoop here.
Oh, Kenton.
Only teasing. But it's probably giving Linda a lecture on the Russian imperial family. Jill, I need your help.
Of course, what's happened?
Bottleneck in Country Church Tower. Pulled the front page. Where can I get hold of a pair of garden shears?
I'd like to pop down to the Bull in my lunch break, Emma, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, of course.
See how Jamie's got on. Do you reckon you'll be able to hold the fort?
Yeah, it's fine.
I know it's a lot to ask when we're so busy.
Well, it's the least I can do when you've been so nice about me handing my notice and everything.
Yes. Well, that's not your fault.
Sorry, I thought I'd got that switched off.
You are popular today.
Yeah, aren't I?
Linda, are you all right?
You costume.
I can't go out like this.
You look great to me. Are those Janet Reed?
No!
Hey, now, just hang on
stop.
A minute.
You can't do that.
Not in a church.
No, you mustn't. Kenton, stop him.
Stop him? Why? Oh, let flash bang. What a picture.
No, please.
Oh, hi, Ruth. Jamie tells me I have to congratulate you.
Well, David and the kids. Oh, dear, was he very disappointed.
Not as much as Sid was.
Well, that might have been the problem. He and Alistair spent so much energy trying to beat each other. They kept having to stop so Jamie and Daniel could rest.
I can imagine.
Whereas David just sort of, you know, took it slowly, paced it for the kids. He really wasn't expecting to win.
Like the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah, though Bert would say, as it's Easter, the hare should have won. Still, as long as everyone enjoyed themselves.
Oh, yeah, certainly been popular. Do you know if Kenton's here anywhere?
Oh, yeah, he's here.
Good. I've got a bone to pick with him.
He wouldn't be the only one.
No, no, I'm sorry. You have to ask him not to publish it. Tell him I'll sue.
Calm down, Linda. What's the problem? You were looking gorgeous.
I do not want to find myself on page 3 of the Echo.
Don't worry. You expect they'll put Jolene there.
Linda, I've got some good news for you.
Oh, I could do with it.
Sid said I could let you know before the ceremony. You've won the best costume prize.
What? But it's all in pieces.
No, that doesn't matter. They judge them at the start of the race.
There you are, I see. Told you it was your lucky day. Wait till the offers from Vogue start coming in.
Kenton, stop it.
Yeah, what's the prize?
A free riding lesson or a free hack at Shuler Stables.
Oh, on a horse?
Yes, it is customary.
Well, I'm not sure if I've still got the right clothes.
Shuler can lend you something.
Well, you could just go as Lady Godiva.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, look, there's Cathy. I'll just pop and say hello to her.
I am so sorry, Linda. I don't know where we went wrong with that boy.
If that photo appears in the Echo, Jill, well, I don't know what I should do.
I told you it'll be Jolene and she don't mind.
Oh, I don't know. I was so looking forward to today. It's been a disaster from start to finish.
You won the prize.
Oh, yes.
And think of all the money you've raised for such a good cause.
Well, that's true, yes. That is a comfort.
If you can get hold of it.
Why ever shouldn't she?
Oh, she didn't finish the course.
Cathy, am I glad to see you?
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Oh, no. What have I done now?
Poach my staff, that's what.
Poached you? Oh, has Emma handed her notice in?
Yeah, she has.
Oh, great. That is good news.
Not for me. What were you thinking?
I was following your advice.
My advice?
Yes. Well, see, I don't know. Damned if I do and damned if I don't.
No. Let me get this straight. I told you to offer Emma this job.
Yeah. Someone like Emma, that's what you said.
Someone like her? Not Emma herself.
Oh, and where am I going to find someone else like Emma around here?
Oh, good question.
Love, I'm sorry, but you know how much this cafe means to me.
Well, if you're that fond of it, maybe you'd better start living on the premises, like tomorrow.
You don't mean that.
Yes, I do.
I can't move into that terrible flat the way it is. It needs fumigating, let alone decorating.
Should have thought of that before.
Cathy.
Look at me like that. Give me one good reason why I should give house room to someone who's just stolen one of my best members of staff.
Because you know it's a fantastic opportunity for her.
No, it'll make your job a lot easier and my job a lot harder.
Did you try to talk her out of it? Well, did you?
No. You've got an answer for everything.
Yeah, that's the theory.
I really ought to send you packing.
Yes, you ought to. But you're not going to, are you?
Brian and Adam are worming deer calves.
Is Alice in a better mood this morning?
She seems to be. Shula was very impressed by the way she handled spearmint yesterday afternoon, so that's cheered her up.
She's off to this pony club thing tomorrow, isn't she?
Yes, the 3-day eventing. Anyway, she seems to have forgiven me for us not winning the 3 Peaks.
You had to go to the aid of a damsel in distress.
Poor Linda. I don't know what she's going to do if they publish that photo.
I never thought I'd be reaching for the Porchester Echo on the top shelf.
It would make a good photo. Pity Mum couldn't have it to spice up the website a bit.
Anyway, Home Farm didn't do so badly with Jeff winning the solo bit.
I don't think that was much consolation to Alice.
Oh.
Not as humiliating as Susan and Neil winning the couples, though. Shall I let this lot out?
Yes, they're done.
Okay. They're looking good.
Yeah. Yeah, we seem to be doing well with them this year.
I've been thinking some more about direct marketing.
Oh, yes?
I'm sure it makes sense. No one could fault Home Farm on its efficiency.
Thank you.
But we are very vulnerable to market forces, don't you think?
Well, it's a risk you take when you're dependent on commodity crops. And the way prices have gone this last couple of years.
I know I haven't been back long, but it's clear the days of public subsidies are on their way out.
Well, they're changing anyway. You know about decoupling?
Even so, surely it makes sense to get closer to your customers wherever you can.
I agree, in principle.
Good.
I just don't think you can come to any firm conclusions on the basis of one farmer's market.
No, you're right. I need to get around some more. I'll talk to David and Ruth about it.
Good idea. They've got their finger on the pulse of niche marketing.
Yes. There was something else I was wondering about.
Go on.
Soft fruit. Seems to be one of the few areas of growth.
Well, the market for strawberries is on the way out.
And people around here have tried it, haven't they?
Well, the Tuckers did pick your own. Didn't seem to work for them, though. They packed in a couple of years back.
Oh, I didn't know. Still, that wasn't really what I had in mind.
Good.
Something more high-tech. Polytunnels, you know. I could look into that as well, if you're interested.
Well, I'm always in the market for new ideas. Yes, you look into it.
You all right there, Dad?
Just taking a bit of a breather.
Right you are.
Yes, pity Edward's laid up. Playing Rebels a young man's game.
Well, stop if you want. Just thought we might as well get on with summer while we're waiting for the rams.
Yeah, I'll be all right in a minute.
That'd be good to have some more storage space.
Clearly you'll be pleased.
Really coming along, isn't it, eh? A little bit of land.
It is.
It's got our Edward interested.
What time's he having his stitches out?
This afternoon, I think.
He ain't worried about that, is he?
I don't think so.
He seemed a bit down.
Yeah, well, fed up with being stuck on the settee. Though he seems to be moving about a bit more easily.
He was quite chirpy on Sunday.
Ah, well, Emma came round. Stopped him getting so bored.
You don't think it's a bit more than that?
No, do you mean?
I wonder if he's still a bit sweet on her.
He's barking up the wrong tree if he is. Seeing as she's going out without William.
Don't stop you having feelings. Look at me and your mum and your uncle. And I remember when...
You haven't been going on to Ed about that.
Well, of course not. What did you take me for?
Well... Don't want you to go giving him ideas.
No. Well, I bet he's got ideas already.
No, you're making it up. Nah, it was just a kid's thing with Ed and Emma, eh? The older woman.
You reckon?
Yeah. The mates, that's all.
I hope you're right.
Of course I am. Emma's not going to chuck up a nice steady lad like William for a fly-by-night like our Ed. She's a carter.
So she didn't throw him out?
Of course she didn't. Kenton can talk his way out of anything.
I hope this cafe works for him.
It's more likely to now he's got some decent staff, even if he has pinched them from someone else.
It's a good opportunity for Emma, more responsibility. Busy today, isn't it?
The point-to-point's always popular. I don't know what your Auntie Satya is going to make of it.
Oh, she's always up for new experiences. Your friends are being really sweet to her.
No, you couldn't ask for nicer guests. My kids are so fond of their children.
They do seem to be having a good time.
I hope they're not wearing Satya out.
She's in her element. She expected to be surrounded by a bevy of great nieces and nephews by this stage in her life, as she never tires of telling me.
Is she getting heavy about your love life again?
Well, she might have a point. I've split up with Adrian.
Oh, Sian, sorry.
No need. It was inevitable, really. It's such a cliché, but... We just didn't want the same things.
Yeah, but even so, you must be upset.
Yeah, but I was.
So when did this happen?
A couple of weeks back.
You never said anything.
I felt such a fool.
Oh, don't be daft. Why should you?
Because it was so obvious it was never going to work out right from the start.
Was it?
You thought so?
Well...
You can be honest now.
Well, I liked Adrian, of course. I mean, who wouldn't? Charming, clever, good-looking.
But?
He seemed very satisfied with the way his life was already.
Exactly. And I was just a home improvement.
Oh, Usha.
It's true. An intelligent dinner companion, someone to go to the theatre with, that sort of thing.
I'm sure you were more than that.
He was fond of me, but that was all he wanted.
And you wanted more. That's not a crime.
It's humiliating, though.
Don't
Don't be silly. Why? I can't believe I was such a stereotype. I thought he might change.
He might have. All relationships develop one way or another.
Yeah, one way or another. Of course, Satya saw it coming.
She always does.
Well, maybe that's because she's right. If you're looking for a commitment, it makes sense to start with someone who wants that too, not hope you can convert them.
But how can you know that it...
How can you know he's the one?
Don't tease me. You know what I mean.
Well, I haven't found him yet, have I?
And Satya wants to find him for you.
She wants to give me a helping hand. And I'm going to let her.
Are you?
Don't look like that, Ruth. It's only a few introductions to some suitable boys.
I didn't mean... Oh, it's just something you've never considered before.
You mean I'm getting desperate?
Not at all.
Well, maybe I am. But looking for a partner in the Western way doesn't seem to work for me, does it?
Well...
maybe I should give the traditional way a chance.
Now, ain't that a pretty sight, eh?
It is.
Settled down well, isn't he?
Well, you know, sheep. Give them a bit of decent grass to chew, they're happy.
Nice to have them here. That's the finishing touch, doesn't it?
It does.
And of course, they'll bring us in a bit of cash, always comes in handy.
But you're right. It's more... I don't know. Now we got the barn and the digger and the tractor. Just seems...
like we needed a few beasts to complete the picture.
Yeah. It's good to be back.
Yeah. You're in Grange Farm, of course. Thank the Lord. You really mean that? You wouldn't want to go back?
Oh, to milking twice a day. Getting up in the freezing cold at the crack of dawn in winter.
Yeah, but...
oh, it's a toy, Dad. You can't deny it. You can't get away easily.
Well, I don't deny it. It always suited me and my children.
Well, I'm not saying it didn't suit me. But there's pros and cons, you know.
Oh, well.
And you've got to admit it, Dad. The landlord was always on your back about summer, eh? Now, I wouldn't want to go back.
Maybe. If you put it like that.
No, I do. I like being my own boss. And I'm making a go of it, ain't I?
Oh, I know, sir.
You are too. You got your little business with the pony and trap. You got your greenies.
Oh, I know all that. But there was something missing. Until we got this bit of land.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Well, that's the deer all done, Adam. Grab hold of that feedback, will you?
Right you are.
I'll open the gate.
Go on, then. All that nice new grass over there.
Go on, everybody out. Ah, thanks for that.
Right. So what next, boss?
Well, let's enjoy the sunshine for 5 minutes.
Suits me.
Besides, there's something I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, yes?
You've been doing a lot of work on the farm while Debbie's been ill.
Well, that's all right. I like to keep busy.
Well, it's been a godsend, Adam. With no students in at the moment, we'd really been pushed without you.
Honestly, it's fine. It's been a good experience getting stuck in again.
Well, I think it should be a bit more than that. I won't be paying you a wage.
Oh. Well, that's very good of you.
Yeah, well, don't get too excited. It won't be a lot.
Well, I've got a roof over my head and all my meals provided.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to... Well, I'm grateful. I mean, it's good to have a fresh eye on things, someone I can talk to.
Yes. Mum will be pleased about the wage.
Will she?
Oh, yes.
So, let me get this straight. Nigel's taken them all to look at a swallow's nest.
Yep, his swallow's nest. I hope they won't be too disappointed if there aren't any eggs, though.
I think he will be.
Maybe he is getting a bit obsessive about it.
Maybe just a little.
Nigel has these crazes.
Yeah. He's very keen on his cycling these days, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Elizabeth was telling me he wants to provide cycle racks up here.
It makes sense. If they're thinking of having cycle paths.
And he's joining the local cycling touring club.
And writing to the council about them putting in a cycle lane between Loxley Barrett and Ambridge.
I don't think that's very likely.
Neither do I. I hope he doesn't start harassing David about it.
Why? Because he's standing for the parish council?
He's already had Linda Snell on his back.
Look on the bright side. Maybe he won't get in.
Well, that would be a shame, after the work he's done on his campaign. Those posters all over the village.
I was impressed by his leaflet.
Were you? Good.
Made a very good case for himself.
Well, that's praise coming from a lawyer.
It's certainly better than that ad of Graham Ryder's in the Echo. I didn't believe a word of it.
Well, they might both get in, cancel each other out.
When are the elections?
Next Thursday, along with the district council ones.
I must remember to vote.
Yeah, do. Oh, maybe we should go and find the others. Rescue Nigel.
Yes.
Elizabeth was looking rather tired.
Yeah. Cheerier with you, though.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
I hope things are getting back to normal. We had quite a nice chat last week.
Oh, yes. What about?
Oh, family stuff, you know. Only Phil and Jill are having this family gathering at Glebe tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Double celebration for Elizabeth and Phil's birthdays.
Oh, that's nice. She said she and Nigel had been too tired to do anything special yesterday evening.
I hope it will be all right.
It's late Wednesday afternoon, and Adam is on his way to Brookfield.
Mr. Macy?
Afternoon, Will. I've told you before, it's Adam, please.
Right. Just come to see Mr. Aldridge.
Oh, I see.
Greg sent me.
I thought he wasn't off till tomorrow.
Yeah, but he's, you know, getting ready.
Oh, right.
It's just a few things about the shoot I wanted to check. I don't want to get anything wrong while Greg's away.
I'm very conscientious of you. I think Brian's out checking the hinds.
Oh, is he?
And I don't know that much about the shoot, I'm afraid.
Well, you're going out anyway, aren't you?
I was just popping down to Brookfield. Look, why don't you wait in the house? I'm sure Mum can find a cup of tea for you.
Right. Do you think he'll be long?
Have you got somewhere else to go?
Well, I'm going out this evening, but it don't matter. I can wait a bit.
Well, I don't suppose it'll be too long. If I happen to see him while I'm driving down, I'll give him a shout. Tell him you're waiting.
Well, it's not that urgent. I could come back tomorrow.
No, no, I'm sure he'll be busy then with Greg away.
I don't want to let him down.
Bah, shouldn't worry about that. He wouldn't have left you in charge if he didn't think you were up to it.
I hope so.
You're making a good start. Brian will be impressed.
Emma? Good, I'm glad I've caught you. Have you got a few minutes?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I should have spoken to you before, but we've been so busy these past couple of days.
If this is about my notice, I thought I should tell Kathy first.
Oh, yes, yes, that's fine. We'll be sorry to lose you, of course.
I know it was a bit sudden.
Well, if a chance comes up, you have to take it. I was the same at your age.
Were you?
Oh, heavens, yes. You wouldn't believe some of the jobs I've done. It took me quite some time to realise what I wanted to do with my life.
It's just... well, it's a lot more responsibility.
I can see that. Though, of course, if you'd stayed here... still, I'm not trying to change your mind.
No.
Not really. No, I just wanted to make sure... because Kenton can be a little cavalier about the details.
Well, he's going to give me a proper contract and everything.
Good. And your NVQs?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have gone if I couldn't carry on with that.
Very sensible of you. I'm afraid all these pieces of paper matter a lot these days.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I really just wanted to say, well, don't feel you've burnt your boats with us.
Oh, right.
If for any reason it doesn't work out and there's a vacancy here, we'd be happy to see you back.
Yeah, that's very kind of you.
Well, staff with potential are hard to find, as Kenton's clearly discovered. Anyway, very good luck.
Thank you.
Now, I mustn't hold you up any longer.
Oh, I'm going out this evening.
Oh, anywhere nice?
Will's taking me out for a meal. I'm not too sure where yet.
Lovely. To celebrate your new job?
I haven't actually told him about that yet.
Well, I'm sure he'll be pleased for you. I should get on myself. Mum and Dad are having a bit of a family gathering this evening.
It's nice.
Yes.
So, we thought we'd give the parish magazine's idea a go. Personal touch, but we can do it from the farm.
Right.
It'd be really difficult for one of us always to be looking after a stall at the farmer's market.
I do think that would be a problem for us, though.
Depends how many markets you think you need to go to make it worth your while.
That's what I need to find out.
Well, it's a big undertaking. You'd have to establish yourselves.
That's why I need to convince Brian. You ought to come and have a look at one with me, though.
You reckon?
I was just surprised at the size of the one we went to. I mean, well, it looked like a good bet to me.
Well, I know Ruth said...
Go on.
It's just, well, we're really busy, you know.
We could fit in a pint. I'll buy. Bit of lunch too, maybe.
Well, I'd be interested. I don't deny it. See what you've got in mind.
That'd be great.
What does Debbie think about him?
I haven't really had a chance to talk it through with her. This virus has really knocked her out.
Oh, poor Debbie.
She's being so stubborn about us looking after her. Mum wanted her to come up to Home Farm so she could keep an eye on her. But she won't hear of it.
Well, sometimes it is nice to have a bit of peace when you're ill.
How would you know? You always want me to turn into Florence Nightingale.
I do not. I'm very stoical.
Only if you're really ill.
Well, there you are, then.
You're right, though. I should at least mention it to her. I'll try and pop round now before supper to see how she's doing.
Give her our love.
I will.
And give us a ring, then.
Oh, yes, we'll do. Bye.
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 Well, he's certainly keen.
Yeah. I'm glad he's going to talk to Debbie.
Yeah.
It would be awful if she felt he was leaving her out.
No, Adam wouldn't do that.
Well, he wouldn't mean to. But he and Brian do seem to be terribly chummy these days.
Well, I suppose it's nice for Brian to have someone he can talk to.
Yeah. Anyway, I should start getting the kids ready.
Yep. Hey, did you wrap Dad's present?
No, so that would be a good job for you to do. I hope he's going to enjoy this evening.
Oh, of course he will. All his family round him, that's what he likes.
Well, it can be a mixed blessing.
Well, don't worry, love. We've all calmed down a bit. Look at that heart-to-heart you had with Elizabeth last week.
Oh, we're getting on better.
Well, I am not going to pick a fight with her. I never do.
No?
No, I don't. She starts it.
If you say so. Anyway, I suppose she's more likely to have a go at Kenton.
Is she?
About Emma.
Well, there's never any point in arguing with Kenton. It's like water off a duck's back.
I hope you don't mind me coming a bit early.
Of course not. It's lovely to see you.
Nigel's going to bring the children down later. I just thought the birthday boy and girl should have a few quiet moments together.
Yes.
And I wanted to give you this.
Oh, Elizabeth, thank you. Your mother's got yours ready. I'm not sure where she's put it.
Oh, that's all right. I'll open it later.
Well, I think I can guess what this is going to be.
Well, I hope you can't.
Pretty paper. Oh, Elizabeth. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
It is the right recording, isn't it? I checked the name with Mum.
Yes, yes. He's a wonderful pianist, one of my favourites. I've been looking for his performance of this concerto for years.
I know.
Oh, well, this is so thoughtful. However did you get hold of it?
On the net. I found a great site full of stuff like this. So if there's anything else you want...
Well, it's wonderful. I'm really touched.
That's all right, Dad. Happy birthday.
Nice place.
You like it, then? I thought you would.
Yeah, it's really different. I didn't even know there was a tapas bar in Borchester.
Yeah. Greg told me about it.
Greg did?
Well, Helen found
it. Oh, I see.
Just wanted to take you somewhere a bit special.
No, you are sweet.
I'm going to be so busy while Greg's away.
It's okay. I understand.
Hope it won't be that bad, but no, I wanted to explain.
Yeah, well, there's something I need to tell you too.
Oh, look. I think they found us a table.
So your mother says I better get down and have a blitz on the Brookfield garden too.
Oh, you don't need to do that, Dad. You've got your hands full with your garden here.
Yeah, it is looking lovely.
We'll manage.
Not lovely enough for your mother.
She's getting very competitive about this open gardens weekend.
Yeah, she's not the only one.
You'd think gardening would be such a soothing occupation.
You would, but look at Titcomb. I'd hardly call him a man of peace. Yeah.
And Higgs can be a bit of a terror at the show.
Well, Titcomb keeps going on about this cycle path idea of Nigel's.
Well, doesn't he like it?
He thinks he'll be riding all over his precious flowers, no. I suppose.
It hasn't quite grasped the concept of a path.
No. Oh, David, I should warn you. Nigel got a letter from the council. Huh? And they say the road between Ambridge and Loxley Barrett isn't suitable for a cycle lane.
Oh, dear. He must be disappointed.
Well, he is. So he's probably going to buttonhole you about it later. He wants you to take it up with the parish council.
Well, I'm not on it yet. And, even if I was...
I know, I told him. But if you could just humour him a bit.
Practice all those qualities of tact and diplomacy you're going to need.
Well, I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Oh, I should go and see what the kids are up to.
Oh, they're all out in the garden with Kenton.
Yeah, I know. That's what's worrying me.
And I shouldn't leave your mum to do everything. I think we... Nearly ready to eat.
Oh, relax. It's your birthday.
Kathy and Shula are in there.
No, I'll just go and see.
Well, tell us if you need any help.
Right.
So your campaign's been going well, has it?
Well, hard to tell. We'll see next Thursday.
I think people would prefer you to Graham Ryder.
Well, I could get both of us. You really think he's that disliked?
Well, not personally, maybe. But he is seen as the boss's man.
Well, I suppose being associated with Matt Crawford is doing him no favours.
Good thing that can't be said of you.
Said of me? Why? Oh.
Not being able to sell Midsummer Meadow turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I think it was in a lot of ways.
And of course you don't need the money now.
Don't I?
Well, not now. You're selling Woodbine Cottage. That'll fetch a tidy sum.
Mm-hmm. Which will all be ploughed back into the farm. Ruth said that you were all right about that.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I wasn't expecting anything. I've learned my lesson.
Good. Then we can just let sleeping dogs lie.
I am. Have I asked you for anything? Have I even mentioned Woodbine Cottage to you before tonight?
No, but...
Don't worry, David. I've given up on the idea of being fairly treated by the Brookfield Partnership.
You are being fairly treated.
David, We don't want to spoil Dad's birthday.
Of course we don't, but you are.
It depends what your idea of fairness is.
The money from Woodbine Cottage will go back into the farm to keep it profitable. So when the time comes for you to claim your share...
There'll be nothing left. Yes, I know.
Elizabeth, do you think it's a good idea if we do the candles
now
and cakes?
Now you are being ridiculous.
Before the children get too tired.
Do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I can't see that you're selling the farm off bit by bit?
I'm what? Now, you just listen to me.
Oh, can't I leave you two alone for 5 minutes?
She started it.
I did not. You should both be ashamed of yourselves. It's your father's birthday.
Come on, Elizabeth, we're needed. Time to light our candles.
Oh, yes, right, of course.
Oh, so good having everyone here. I can't remember when I've enjoyed a birthday more.
It's a promotion.
I know, assistant manager, really classy.
And I'll still be doing my MVQs.
You don't have to convince me, Emma. I told you last week I was all for
it. I know, but now I've actually handed in my notice.
I think it's great.
Truly?
Yeah, I admire you, actually.
Do you?
Yes. I wouldn't have done it.
But you said...
But that don't mean I'd be right.
No.
Just too scared to take the risk. I wish I was brave like you.
Aw, well...
What was that for?
Just for being so lovely.
I told you I was behind you all the way.
I know, but I thought maybe you were just being kind.
Oh, Emma.
And really, you might think I should stick to what I know.
I told you to go for it. What else do I have to do to convince you that I mean it?
Nothing. Oh, well.
And what was that one for?
I don't know.
You're in a funny mood tonight.
I was nervous about telling you. I know it was stupid.
You don't have to worry no more, do you?
No.
Good. Because I don't know when I'm going to be able to see you next week.
That's all right. Well, I knew you'd be busy.
If you're really at a loose end, you could always go and see our heirs.
Why would I want to do that?
Be an act of charity from what Mum says. He's getting that bored.
Well, he's got Jazza, Fallon, all that lot. I'm sure he'll cope.
Yeah, that's true. He's always had lots of mates. Not like me.
You've got a mate.
I've got you. That's all that matters to me. Don't want to get a kiss for that?
I'll throw it out.
It'll be worth it. Oh, it's going to be a long time till Saturday.
Yeah. Maybe I should have a night out with the girls. See if Brenda's up for it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I think I'll give her a ring.
Ed has an unexpected visitor...
Nice of you to drop round.
Well, your mum said you were a bit down.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of you since you started going out with Tom.
Well, your priorities change, don't they, when you're in a relationship?
I wouldn't know.
Thought I'd better come and see how the invalid's doing. They really roughed you up, didn't they?
You should have seen me before the bruising started going down.
Actually, it quite suits you.
Oh, my face is better for being rearranged, thanks.
Some girls like a lad who looks a bit hard.
Yeah, some.
We can't all have fantastically handsome boyfriends.
Well, just Tom you're talking about.
Of course. He's fit, rich and clever.
Rich?
Well, he will be when his sausage empire gets going. And we're nearly there.
Oh, are we?
We just got to sort out the packaging.
Is that right?
Of course, I've been a great help.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you roll a mean sausage.
With the painting and stuff. He's taking me out tonight for a swish meal to say thanks.
Good for him.
El Dorado. It's a tapas bar.
Oh, how glittering.
You ever had tapas?
No, I've had the injections.
Funny. If I'm boring you, then I can
no,
just
no,
go.
I was... I just wish I could get out more, that's all.
Can't you move at all?
It's getting better, slowly.
I'll let you know if it's any good. You can take your next hot date there.
Yeah, chance would be a fine thing.
No lovely lady hovering around to tend your wounds.
Not so you'd notice. Not now.
Oh, so there was someone?
No. No, it don't matter.
Oh, mystery woman. Not anyone I know, then.
No, I told you, it don't matter.
Oh, so it is someone I know. Well, now, your mum said you hadn't had that many visitors.
There you are, then. It's no mystery.
Except Emma. But that would be the least she could do. You make a habit of coming to her rescue, don't you?
Well, she don't see it like that.
No, doesn't she? Ed, you're not so stuck on her, are you?
No.
You are.
Look, just drop it.
It'll never happen. She's going out with Will.
Yeah, I know.
And they're made for each other.
Well, look, I don't see why... Yeah, of course they are.
There's no point in hanging around waiting for a miracle.
What, you mean like him taking a fancy to some Hungarian?
But that's different. The me and Tom were always meant to be. It was written in the stars.
Not to mention on the toilet walls at the Bull.
There's no need to get nasty. Just because you can't have what you want.
Hi, Ed.
How are you?
Your mum said it was okay if I came up. Oh, hello, Fallon.
Hi, Brenda.
Oh, I'm glad to see you.
Are you?
Just in time to hear Fallon tell us how wonderful Tom Archer is. You wouldn't want to miss that, would you?
You're just jealous.
How are you, then? You're looking a bit better.
Don't let that fool you. His rib is mended, but his heart is broken.
Fallon.
That's why he doesn't want to hear about anyone else being happy. Oh, I better get going anyway. Make myself beautiful for my man.
Yeah, you got a job on there, then.
That's charming! Well, some people just don't like hearing the truth. It's never going to happen, Ed. It's just not your karma.
What's she on about?
Don't ask me. Her brain's gone soft since she started going out with Tom.
Well, love takes some people that way.
She should enjoy it while she still can.
Better than your love life, huh?
I'm stuck here on the set. Hey, I haven't had much chance to go on the Pull.
Can you really not go out yet?
Tried.
Only I'm going for a drink with Emma at the Bull this evening.
Are you?
Yeah. She's at a bit of a loose end with Will being so busy.
Oh, right.
It's a pity you couldn't join us.
I don't suppose Emma would want me there.
Don't you? Oh, I think you're wrong about that.
Oh, evening, Jack. Looking for me?
I was, as a matter of fact. You didn't tell me that...
Just wanted to catch the post. It's Mariel's birthday next month, and I needed to get a card and present off in good time.
It's this sign.
Can't trust those Aussie posties not to be sneaking off down the beach.
The sign, Kenton.
Isn't it great? I'm really pleased.
It's spelt wrong.
No, it's not.
It is. You don't spell Jacks with two X's.
No, not Jacks. Jacks. You see, it's a pun.
But
it's very modern, up to the minute. Just what we wanted.
It's not what I wanted. They spelled cafe wrong, too. It doesn't have two F's.
Oh, Jack's calf. It goes. It's cool. It's funky. It's now.
I thought we were going for a 50s look.
Yeah, we are. Wait till you see these plastic tomatoes I've got. You know, brown and red for sauce bottles.
I'm still not convinced about this sign.
You haven't seen the best bit yet?
Kenton, I want a word with you.
Yeah, just a sec, Linda. I've got to show Jack something.
But Kenton,
I don't suppose he'll be along. What do you think of our new sign?
It's spelt wrong.
Kenton says that's cool and funky.
Can't trust anything he says. He promised me he'd keep my photo out of the Echo.
Oh, are you in? I haven't seen the Echo today.
Yes, I am. Quite a lot of me, actually.
But not very flattering, eh? I'm sorry. You should have come to me, Linda.
I suppose I should, but I just didn't want any more people knowing.
Knowing what?
Well, it was while I was taking part in the Three Peaks.
Oh, they told me they got good coverage of that. Centre spread.
Exactly. The whole thing's been a disaster. People won't give me the sponsorship money. I don't want the prize. And Robert's still not well.
Oh, dear. You are having a bad week.
The only thing I've achieved is getting my letter off to the council about that new Grundy monstrosity.
Don't tell me they built something else in their back garden.
No, this is on their field, a so-called pole barn.
What's the matter with it?
It's an eyesore, Jack.
But if it's somewhere for them to store their stuff, it's quite out of the way.
Not out of the way enough. Besides, it's totally illegal.
Is it?
Oh, yes. They haven't got planning permission.
I thought farmers didn't need it.
Depends on the acreage, and they do. So I'd inform the council.
Oh, Linda, was that really necessary?
Oh,
my word.
Good heavens, Jack. Neon?
Eye-catching, isn't it? I didn't realise it was going to flash.
Are you sure you don't need permission for that?
There. Isn't it great?
It'll give people migraines.
Downtown LA, 1955. Do you like it, Jack?
Yes, I do.
Oh, dear.
I knew you would.
I wanted to get a sign for that for the village shop, but Betty wouldn't have it.
Good for Betty.
Oh, chill out, Linda. It's only a bit of fun.
I don't think we find the same things funny, Kenton. You told me you were going to talk your friend out of using that dreadful photo.
It was out of our hands. The editor fell in love with it.
Oh, there you are, you see, Linda. It can't have been that bad.
She looked great. Bet Robert's pleased, isn't he?
I haven't shown it to him.
Well, you should. Every guy's fantasy. Dating an underwear model.
Oh,
you were modelling underwear?
No, of course I wasn't. My costume got wedged in the tower. They had to cut it off.
It's fortunately she was wearing her best frillies underneath. Mums always say you should
be. It's not funny, Kenton. I don't know how I'm going to show my face in the village after this.
Well, I shouldn't worry. We've seen the rest of you.
Oh, really?
Linda, I am so sorry. Is it really that explicit?
Hey, don't get too excited, Jack. It's no more than you'd see on the average beach.
I wasn't on a beach, was I? I was in a church.
Oh, dear.
I bet it shifted a good few extra covers for you, Jack.
Oh, no.
Well, look at those WI chicks who stripped off for that charity calendar. They're making a film about them.
Are they?
Yeah, so who knows what might come of this? You could be the next Joan Collins.
Will's so conscientious. It's difficult to believe he and Ed are brothers.
Ed's never let me down.
I popped in to see him earlier.
How is he?
Seemed a bit depressed.
It's a pity he couldn't join us.
Might not have been a good idea.
No?
What, with his rib and everything?
And everything. I mean, tell me to mind my own business, but after what you said last week...
Yeah, that was last week.
Well, so there isn't anything going on between you two?
No. Yeah, I don't know.
I can see that.
I love Will. He's so sweet and so kind to me, but then... Ed, oh, I don't know.
A bit more exciting.
It's not as simple as that. I'm so wrong to feel like this.
Well, you can't help your feelings. It's what you do about them.
But when I'm with Ed, I think I should do something. But then when I'm with Will, it all goes back to normal again. But that's not fair to either of them, is it?
You can't have both.
No. I should just put it all out of my mind, get my head down and concentrate on my new job.
Take a leaf out of Will's book.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I should do. Shouldn't I?
What Linda doesn't understand is that the attitude to the female body has changed.
Has it?
Nudity's nothing to be ashamed of these days. It's a celebration.
She was wearing some clothes.
And what a body.
Yes. I was surprised.
She should be proud of it. If you got it, flaunt it.
Well, perhaps, but...
All right, Fallon.
Sorry? Have you got any dead glasses here?
No, we just want an unbiased opinion. Have you seen the Echo today?
Oh, don't talk to me about the Echo. Mum's been in a right strop all day.
They didn't take a picture of her, too.
They did. Wasn't in, though. I looked.
Exactly. That's why she's in a strop.
Oh, we just can't win.
Well, it wouldn't have been so bad if they hadn't printed that one of Linda Snell.
No one seems to be happy about that.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Certainly spiced up things for the male population around here.
Well, don't worry about Mum. She's just jealous.
There you are, Jack. I rest my case.
Sid's never bought her any sexy knickers like that. Not with them little ribbons at the side and everything. And that balcony bra.
Oh, Hinton, I'm afraid Peggy's not very happy about our sign.
She hasn't seen it yet.
She's a bit of a tartar about proper spelling.
But I explained. Fallon, can I borrow you again?
I am supposed to be working.
It won't take a minute. But we've called our cafe Jack's Caff. J-A-X-X-C-A-F. F.
Jack's Caff. Oh.
What do you think?
Oh, like Basement Jack's.
Who?
Exactly.
Oh, cool. Can I go now?
Yeah, thanks. There you go, Jack. Cool.
Well,
you love that flashing neon. Admit it.
It did remind me of the Blackpool Illuminations.
Well, there you are, then. What could be cooler than that?
I think I might head home.
Oh, OK. Just let me finish this drink.
No, you stay. Don't want to spoil your evening. Oh, I'm sorry I haven't been very good company.
Oh, don't be silly. I can see you've got a lot on your mind.
Oh, it'll be fine. It'll sort itself out. Night, then.
Night. Give us a ring if you...
You finished with those?
Yeah, ta. I thought you were going on a hot date with Tom.
I was, till Kirsty collapsed on us. Emma didn't stay long.
No, she factored an early night.
She doesn't want to go straying off just because he's busy.
She isn't.
Look what happened to Kirsty.
Yes, you.
Emma.
What? Who's that?
Emma, don't be scared. It's only me.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see you.
I told you that wasn't a good idea.
Well, I had to. I had to tell you.
What?
But I love you.
Ed.
I always have.
Don't say that.
Why not? It's true. Now you know.
Oh, and you're ready.
But you don't feel the same.
No, I don't.
You sure?
Yeah.
Right, you better kiss me goodbye then.
Kiss you?
I can't hurt, can it? One kiss. If you don't feel anything for me.
We shouldn't.
But we're going to. Nothing, eh?
Oh, Ed.
Oh, Em.
It's Friday afternoon and time to say goodbye in the Arches.
I won't stay long. I can see you're busy.
Just doing a bit of weeding. Have to keep on top of things with the Open Gardens weekend coming up.
It looks fine to me. So green.
Thank you. It's very nice of you to come round to say goodbye.
I know you'll be at the official leaving party tonight at Darrington, but you've been such a great help to me.
It was nothing.
Not to me. It isn't easy taking over parishes for such a short time. It
doesn't seem so short. You've really thrown yourself into village life.
I'd like to try.
A bit more than that. Going in for the Three Peaks, that was way beyond the call of duty.
All in a good course.
Yes. It raised a lot of money.
It was fun. I've enjoyed my time here.
And you'll be missed.
It's kind of you to say so.
It's true. By Marjorie particularly.
I promised to keep in touch. I just went to say goodbye to her now.
How is she?
I think she's happier now she's got her name down for a place at the Laurels.
I hope one comes up soon.
And she's getting her house valued.
Oh, that's good. I must pop round to see her.
I don't think she lacks visitors. One just came as I was leaving. An Indian lady, actually.
Oh, yes, Satya. She's staying with her niece. I'm glad you had a chance to meet her.
Not that long. I explained I had several people to see this afternoon.
That's a pity. I wonder if she might come.
Mr. Mata, you haven't escaped me after all.
Goodness, here she is.
Good afternoon, Jill. Phil said you were both out here.
We were just talking about you.
I said we briefly met at Marjorie's.
Don't think I'm stalking you.
Of course not.
It was time for Marjorie's nap. I wanted to see dear Jill anyway.
Always a pleasure.
You said you were coming here, so I thought I might kill two birds with one stone.
Hasn't that worked out well? Why don't I make us all a nice cup of tea?
Ed, you really shouldn't ring me at work.
Yeah, no, but...
You're lucky I just popped out to the loo.
I wanted to be sure you're coming tonight.
Of course I'm coming. I said I would.
Yeah, I know, but when I got home, I wondered if I'd dreamt it all.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'd imagine it so many times.
Yeah, so would I.
Had you?
So where should we meet? Where are we going?
It's a surprise. Somewhere special.
Oh, sounds intriguing.
I want this to be a night to remember.
I'm sure it'll be that, Ed.
Well, you're not going to back home now, are you?
No. I can't. I should, but...
Well, there's no pressure, Em. It's just a nice night out. See where it goes.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll have fun, I promise you.
Oh, I wasn't worried about that.
It means a lot to me.
Me too. Or I wouldn't be coming.
I'll see you tonight then, Jill.
I'm looking forward to it.
Lovely to have met you, Satya.
Yes, I'm pleased I caught up with you. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
Isn't he a treasure?
Most charming. What a pity he couldn't have stayed on.
Yes.
Oh, well.
So, have you had a good week here?
Oh, yes. I think Usha's appreciated having me.
She always does.
She told me how grateful she was for all your help with her garden.
Well, if she's really serious about going in for this open gardens thing...
We're all serious. Did she mention anything else I'd helped her with?
Not really. Though Ruth said...
Yes?
She told me Usha and Adrian had split up.
Ah, that never had a future. Anyone could see he was a very frivolous young man.
Not that young. Did you really think he was frivolous?
Well, I don't know what else you'd call it. Wasting Usha's time when he had no intention of settling down.
Well...
Young people these days, they seem to imagine they're going to live forever.
Was Usha very upset?
A little. But it's made her see sense at last.
Has it?
Well, she wants me to start looking for a suitable young man to introduce her to.
Oh, Satya. Well, I know it's what you've always wanted.
I want her to be happy. Honestly, Jill, all this freedom the young people think will be so wonderful, what does it get them?
Well...
Nothing but complications and heartache.
Your dad found me a paint roller.
Oh, good. If you get going on the other end, we can meet in the middle.
Right, you are. Did you chase the printers up?
Yeah, for all the good it did me. The labels still aren't ready.
Oh, no.
End of next week, they're saying now.
Well, as long as they stick to that.
I suppose. There's not much point in having them until we've got the cling film. I'd realise getting the packaging was going to be this complicated.
Oh, you've got a lot to think about.
Yeah, I have.
It's lucky you've got your trusty assistant to help you out with the donkey work.
You don't mind, do you?
Of course I don't. I like being part of your work.
Good thing. Not much use asking Mum or Helen for a hand this week.
Girls should take an interest.
Oh, blast, it's dripping.
Something Emma Carter wants to think about.
Don't know that she'd be much use to Will on the shoot, however short-handed he is.
Well, maybe not, but she could use her time better than hanging around his brother.
It did get her out of a jam. Don't know why it bothers you so much.
I don't like to see him wasting his time.
Well, that's up to him, isn't it? Maybe he thinks he isn't.
She'll never dump Will.
She knows which side her bread's buttered.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why Ed can't see that.
People see what they want to see. Look at Kirsty.
Why?
Helen says she's over the moon just because she got a couple of text messages from Chiaba.
Why were you asking Helen about Kirsty?
I wasn't. She told me.
Well, why should it matter to you?
It doesn't.
Well, then why do you want things to go wrong between them?
I don't see why she shouldn't suffer like I did, that's all.
You're not suffering, you've got me!
I know. Look, come here.
Why?
You've got paint on your nose. Mm. It's all right, hold still. And there you are. Gorgeous as ever.
Mm. You're trying to change the subject.
You've got no reason to be jealous of Kirsty.
Yeah, well, I should hope not. So what you ought to say is that Kirsty going off with Chiaba was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Kirsty going off with Chiaba was the best thing that ever happened to me. Why was that again?
It meant that we could be together, stupid.
Oh, yes. Well, if you put it like that.
Tom, sometimes I can't believe this is really happening to me.
Well, there you go.
I'm so looking forward to tonight.
We better get a move on with the painting then, or we won't be going anywhere.
So what do you think? It was good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't exactly sure what a tapas bar was, but...
Well, it's Spanish. You have lots of sort of starters and share them.
Well, I was right to bring you. Beautiful and brainy.
Well, I think that's what you do.
So what does El Dorado mean, then?
Sort of heaven, I think. The place where your dreams come true.
Well, I got that right.
Yeah. How did you hear about it?
No, Fallon mentioned it.
Fallon? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she usually gets Tom to take us somewhere swanky.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, we can easily go somewhere else.
No, no, it's lovely. Just the kind of food I like, I should think.
Well, you better talk me through the menu, then. The only Spanish I know is hasta la vista, baby.
I don't know what the hold-up is. I changed the booking yesterday.
Relax, they'll sort it out. What a great place.
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't it? It's a relief.
Why?
Helen recommended it. She'd been here with Greg.
Oh, you thought it might be their kind of place.
Well, they're not the trendiest couple in the world.
Must have been having a night off.
There's one good thing. If Greg liked it, can't be too pricey.
Hey, I thought you were going to show me a good time.
I am. Greg's the tight one.
Yeah, we'll see.
Doesn't seem too full of wrinklies, does it?
No. I mean, there's lots of... Oh, I don't believe it.
What, you spotted a table? I knew they must have one.
Look! Over there in the corner by the window.
Someone we... Oh.
What did I tell you?
You said she wouldn't do it. It might not mean anything.
Not mean anything?
Well, not what it looks like. Maybe she just wanted to say thank you or...
Yeah, oh. What it looks like. What does that look like, Tom? Mm.
You've got beautiful hands.
Ed, people are looking.
No, they're not. I asked them to tuck away in the corner.
Did you?
Oh, how long have I wanted you to myself, eh? I wasn't going to waste it.
I don't want to think about anyone else either. Not tonight.
Oh, Emma, I can't believe I'm here with you.
I know what you mean.
I didn't think I stood a chance.
Oh, don't talk about that. Just the two of us, remember?
Ed! Fancy seeing you here!
Fallon!
Oh, and Emma, too. Will busy tonight, is he?
Yeah.
So the cat's away. That's handy.
Hi, you two. Great place, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you were coming here last night.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, Fallon was working at the Bull last night.
Kirsty got sick.
Oh, dear.
We're just waiting for our table.
Busy, innit?
Well, you two seem to have found yourselves a cosy little corner.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we're out because...
Yes?
What? I just wanted to say thank you to Ed.
That's what I said.
Oh, well, you're obviously very grateful.
I am. And he hadn't been out of the house for such a long time.
Oh, you seem quite mobile tonight, Ed.
Yeah, well, I...
And Will's busy.
Oh, God, what a pity. You could have had a threesome.
It's just a little treat, Fallon, for friends.
Oh, look, I think our table's ready.
You better go, then.
Yeah, I think we had. Come on, Fallon.
Or maybe see you late for coffee, if we're not intruding.
Oh, no. So, I had to say something. Why did they have to come in tonight?
Well, don't let it spoil things, Emma. Just the two of us, remember?
Well, I don't want it to. I wanted to enjoy tonight. Ed, you don't think she'd tell Will, do you?
I can't believe she's doing this.
You don't know that she's doing anything. You heard what she said. There's a perfectly innocent explanation.
Oh, you didn't believe that any more than I did. You saw how they were.
It's none of our business.
But they're our friends.
And let's keep it like that. Stay out of it.
I can't believe you were saying that. How would you have felt if one of your friends had known about Kirsty and Chiaba and kept quiet?
She said there wasn't anything to... Wait a minute. You're not thinking of telling Will?
Of course I am.
Why? What good would that do?
Well, don't you think he deserves to know what's going on?
No, I don't. Oh. He'll find out soon enough if you're right. Let them sort it out themselves.
Well, and let Emma get away with it.
I don't know why you're so down on her.
She's two-timing two brothers.
It may not be as simple as that.
It looked pretty simple to me.
Maybe it isn't to Emma. You're saying you can't have feelings for two people?
You can have them. You don't have to do anything about them. I don't know why you're defending her.
Maybe this is the only way she can find out what she really feels. Maybe she never meant it to happen.
Oh, I get it. This isn't about Emma, it's about you.
No, it isn't.
You were in the Mikado, two-timing everyone.
I'm not proud of the way I behaved.
Oh, I should hope not.
But you didn't help, did you?
I suppose.
And you won't this time. No one will thank you.
Well, I don't know.
Will's going to find out soon enough if they carry on like that, isn't he?
Look at the way he's gazing at her. He must know it won't last.
Maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he just wants to enjoy it while he can.
Well, yes, but it's...
You reckon you're mates?
Well, we are.
Then stay out of it, please.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.